Good morning. We are talking with State Senator Howard Markline, and you know, here we are already in August.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I blinked and here we are in August. I know you and I have talked before about some different funding that is earmarked by the, you know, legislature, and it kind of takes a while to have it come down through the pipes. So some of that funding was, and I forget the analogy or the letter sequence.
Yeah. AREP, the Agricultural AREP, yes. Road Improvement Program.
And now that some of that money is being dispersed here in Crawford County and Grant County.
Yeah. So in the previous budget, we Travis Tranel and I, we created this Ag Road Improvement Program. And this is money that is for these town roads, these rural roads, kind of the first mile roads that they don't qualify for any other funding and stuff. So anyway, but are darn important to our farmers and our rural economy. So anyway, in this last budget we did a year ago now is passed, we renewed that at another $150 million, but $30 million was carved out for small bridges. These are bridges that are between 6 feet and 20 feet in length. And the reason we did that was because the federal government doesn't even consider these to be bridges.
Okay.
It's not even on their radar, so they don't qualify for anything. So this $30 million was dedicated to them. And we wanted it to go to the worst bridges first. And so anyway, the awards just came out recently. And fortunately here, in we got a few of those in my district. In Crawford County, the town of Scott got an award of $283,000 to cover 90% of their project cost. They had one bridge there that was rated as severe. In Grant County, another township in Grant County, the town of Hickory Grove, got an award of $398,000, which again represents 90% of the cost of replacing that. So, and as I talk to these townships, when you get projects like this funded at 90%, that's about the cheapest you're ever going to get, you know, in terms of, you got to come up with 10%. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's still a pretty good deal. And anyway, and you know, a year ago, a little better than a year ago, we passed this budget, and it just takes time for this money to get, you know, through the system and all that. But it's kind of nice to see the results of this, you know, when it finally hits our local communities.
Yeah, and of course, bridges like that, you know, it's either widening them or they're just old. You know, equipment can't pass through anymore, or they're a one-lane road, or they become a one-lane road on that bridge. So again, just different things to help improve road quality in some of those rural roads.
In some cases, you know, these are rated, so we're starting with the worst ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these are rated severe, which means—
Yeah, which is a little terrifying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we better get them replaced here pretty quick.
Yeah, let's work on that. Nobody wants a bridge collapse, even if it is on a county road. And then I know one other thing you wanted to talk about and kind of highlight is, of course, it is August. The State Fair will be coming up.
Yes. And the State Fair starts this week. And I serve on the State Fair Park Board. I've been on that for a number of years now. I'm happy to represent the rural parts of the state. Most of the State Fair Park Board members, legislators, they're all from the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
I suppose because it's convenient for them to show up at a board meeting. But I think it's important we have some representation from the rural parts of the state. So anyway, I'll be there next week and looking forward to the State Fair. It's a great event. And, you know, I'll be seeing there'll be a lot of people from Grant County, Crawford County, from this part of the state, you know, students, kids with their exhibits. And it's a great event. And and celebrating 175th year. So great food, always.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure yet. I'm sure I'll have at least one cream puff on
there. Yes, definitely. Again, talking with Howard Markline as we continue into August, kind of crazy. Pretty soon we'll be talking back to school and all of the craziness that goes with that. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to be
here. And we'll talk to you again in September.
All righty. Thanks, Lori.